A Dorset MP says police in the county are charging too much for their driver awareness course, the most expensive in the country. The force says the income offsets its costs, but figures appear to show that Dorset Police made a profit of more than £1 million last year. Liberal Democrat MP Annette Brooke says they should be more transparent.
There could well be some justification if it's protecting a vital service, but I think we do have a right to know if one group of people are being charged extra money over and above the cost of something. Then we need to know.
Any closer to home, how much cash have Dorset Police raised from running driver safety awareness courses, and what have they done with the money? These are among the questions being asked by the Lib Dem MP for Mid Dorset and North Poole, Annette Brooke, who's calling for greater transparency from the force. The driver courses are seen as a less punitive measure for motorists who've broken the law than points on the licence, and Dorset Police are interestingly holding the most expensive courses in the country. Our Dorset political reporter Tristan Pascoe joins me with this. He's been looking into it. So, Tris, first up, tell me a bit more about the courses.
Julian, good morning. When a driver breaks the law, often instead of automatic prosecution and penalty points on their licence, they'll get offered the chance to attend one of these driver safety awareness courses. I'm sure many listeners have been on one or know someone who has. It means people who depend on their cars for their livelihood or whose circumstances depend on running a car can keep their licences. Now, the courses in this part of the world are run by Dorset Road Safe, that's formerly the Dorset Safety Camera Partnership, and Dorset Police can recover the cost of enforcement in full from fine revenue and from charging for the driver awareness courses. According to the police authority, Dorset's courses at £100 a pop are the most expensive in the country, and they've just gone up by £5. Now, that may not sound much, but that's on top of a £30 increase this time last year.
Now, you're in Poole this morning, and the MP for North Poole and indeed Mid Dorset, amongst those who want to know more about what happens to the money, Tris.
Indeed. Annette Brooke, in fact, Julian, raised this issue in Parliament recently. She told me when she heard that Dorset's driver awareness courses cost more than anywhere else, she went in search of answers and put a question to the Transport Secretary about how much was being charged in other authorities.
Unfortunately, I got short shrift in the answer to say that the information wasn't collected centrally. But it concerns me. Why should it be costing more here? Are they not being produced in an efficient manner? And I certainly don't think that it should be used as a means of raising extra finance for the police. I'm obviously aware that they've got some tough decisions, but if they are using this for revenue raising, raising money over and above the cost of providing the call, courses, then I think they should be transparent and say, times are so hard, this is what we are doing. People have a right to know.
And Tris, just to clarify, are they raising money over and above what it costs to run the courses?
Yes, indeed, Julian, a significant amount. In fact, the courses have been proven to be something of a cash cow for the force. The police authority papers suggest a clear profit of £1.25 million. Now, the group DorsetSpeed.org say these courses are essentially about driver education, getting those that have broken the law of the road to be retrained, if you like, see the error of their ways, and hopefully, through education, reduce the number of accidents and fatalities on Dorset's roads. Ian Bellchamber from the group says it shouldn't be about making money.
If education is the right way to deal with these kinds of issues, then presumably there is a right way to deal with them at a right cost. So I don't see why one authority should charge substantially more than another. It seems that the motivation that the police have in making money can't be ruled out. In Dorset, the police claim an £813,000 cost for courses. Last year they made £2 million. So there's a good profit being made, and it does seem that this is influencing decisions about types of offences targeted.
Ian Bellchamber from DorsetSpeed.org. Tris, what have the police authority have to say about this?
Julian, we did invite them to take part in the programme this morning. No one was available in time. We hope to have a comment from them later today. They did send me a statement on Friday from Pat Garrett, Head of Safety and Enforcement at Dorset Police, and the statement says, the charges for these courses are set entirely at the discretion of the Dorset Police Authority. The money raised by the course goes to offset the cost of providing the course and towards the wider costs of road police safety, policing and safety in the force. But we know that, as I say, £1.25 million in profit last year. Now, this is exactly what Annette Brooke is saying, Julian. OK, yes, it's a terrible economic climate. The Dorset Police, among those trying to make huge cuts, £19 million of savings alone. And if they want to make a few quid, fair enough. But what she's saying is, don't tell us it's all about road safety when it seems to be clearly about generating an income stream.
Tris, thank you very much indeed for that. And if this is something you've got strong views on, I'd love to hear from you. You know how to get in touch. You can call 0845 303961 or send me a text. Text the word Solent and your thoughts to 81333. Email julianclegg@bbc.co.uk. And a report suggests that Dorset Police made more than £1 million in profit last year from its driver awareness course.
A report suggests Dorset Police made more than £1 million in profit last year from its driver awareness course. Mid-Dorset and North Pool MP Annette Brooke says it shouldn't be used as a way of raising extra money.
It's 12 minutes past 8 on BBC Radio Solent. Now, drivers often complain that speed cameras are a way of raising money for the police, but if you try to dodge the points, you might end up on the UK's most expensive driver awareness course. The BBC has seen figures which appear to show that Dorset Police made well over £1 million in profit from the course last year, and our Dorset political reporter Tristan Pascoe has been looking into this and joins me live on the show this morning. So, Tristan, just explain what this course is.
Well, Julian, it's when a driver or motorist breaks the law, instead of automatic prosecution and penalty points on the licence, they'll get the chance to attend a driver safety awareness course. It means people who depend on their cars for their livelihoods or whose circumstances depend on running a car can keep their licences. Now, the courses in this part of the world are run by Dorset Road Safe. It's a partnership formerly known as the Dorset Safety Camera Partnership. And Dorset Police can recover the cost of enforcement in full from fine revenue and from charging for the driver awareness scheme. 20,000 motorists took the Dorset Police course last year, and at £100 a pop, the Dorset one is the most expensive in the country. In fact, it's just gone up by another £5. Now, that increase may not sound much, but that's on top of a £30 increase this time last year. Now, looking at the Dorset Police Authority papers from their meeting last month, it says on there that Dorset's course makes a profit of £1.25 million each year. And campaigners, including the Liberal Democrat MP Annette Brooke, whom we heard from earlier, want to know more about why they cost more than anywhere else and how that income is spent.
Ian Bellchamber is the founder of campaign group DorsetSpeed.org and is with you there in Poole this morning. I mean, Ian, some might argue they've got to make lots of savings these days, police forces. This is the perfect way of getting some money in. What would you say to that?
Well, if that's what they want to do, then you can argue that that's right or wrong. But they need to be clear and honest about what they're doing and why they're doing it. So if they're just making money, basically, then tell us that's what you're doing and not trying to save life.
And just to clarify that, Ian, from the implication of that answer, is are you saying they're not being clear and honest at the moment?
Absolutely not. I've asked what the £813,000 that they claim to spend on courses is actually spent on, and they've refused even to communicate about that question.
Do you think they should be forced to?
Well, of course they should. It's actually our money, not theirs, and we expect professionalism and honesty from certainly from our police, and we're not really seeing it at the moment.
The partnership's stated aim, interestingly, Ian, is to reduce accidents and fatalities, and they say there was a 37% reduction in the numbers killed or seriously injured in Dorset. Would you say that was down to their good auspices or not?
Well, in the report Tristan just mentioned, it says correctly, which makes a change for Dorset Road Safe, that the low numbers actually make it difficult to identify any trends, and that's absolutely right. So they shouldn't be claiming benefit for the KSI reductions. And also, there are all sorts of reasons for KSI reductions, mostly rocketing fuel and insurance costs, which will certainly hit the younger drivers the most, who are likely to have the most accidents.
And Ian, your reaction to local MP Annette Brooke calling for greater transparency?
Well, it's absolutely right. It goes right to the top. Even Martin Baker is saying that the unambiguous aims of the partnerships is to save life, and the public aren't seeing it that way, so he needs to actually get out there and be more in touch with what's going on, I think.
Ian, thank you for coming on BBC Radio Solent this morning. Very grateful to you. Tristan Pascoe, our political reporter there in Poole as well. Ian's got a website, by the way, dorsetspeed.org.uk, 816.